So, Terry, an update on the Browns. Free agency period has begun, and for a team that said they weren't going to do a whole lot, they've been doing a whole lot.
And they did it quickly.
Yeah.
Well, I think part of the reason the Browns try to say we're not going to do much in free agency is they're always afraid that their offers won't be taken.
Okay.
Before we get into this, they offered two other defensive players, more money to sign with Cleveland. Those players went elsewhere.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to get into all that. It gets a little complicated, but that happens.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But they came out firing on the offensive line. If you did, maybe they watched the same games as Browns fans.
Yeah, there was no offensive line.
Right. The team led the league in allowing sacks, 66. So their first guy they signed was
Kevin Zeitler.
Yeah, Kevin Zeitler.
And he's from Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So he played for Hugh Jackson when Hugh Jackson was
offensive
there.
Guard, got the biggest contract ever given an offensive guard.
Wow.
Now, that may change in a year or so.
Is he worth it?
He's pretty good.
Oh, good.
I mean, worth it. Let's put it this way. Would you rather watch him block or, you know, he's a pro bowler?
Okay. Well, that's good.
You always remember this. It's just like the contract in the offseason they gave Jamie Collins, you know. Is he, quote, worth whatever it was, 4 years, $50 million? I mean, I don't even know what that means anymore, but I know this. Jamie Collins is a heck of a lot better than anything they got at that spot.
Gotcha. Okay.
Kevin Zeitler, same thing. And furthermore, they also extended the contract of Joel Bitonio, who is one of their young offensive guards, a really good player. Unfortunately, he had a bad foot injury last year, only played 5 games.
Okay.
So what they're hoping, Amanda, is right away you have Zeitler and Bitonio at the two guard spots.
Mm-hmm.
You have Joe Thomas. And then they went shopping for a center.
J.C. Treader.
Right. Played with Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Not the caliber of these other guys, but at least a okay center.
Uh-huh.
He's had some injury problems. So they signed two veteran offensive linemen, re-signed a third. And you could tell their thinking was, what would you say when you sign all the offensive linemen?
They're going to go for a quarterback.
Yeah, and to help, exactly, to set up whoever we have at quarterback, will have a chance.
Okay.
Exactly. When you said you're going to go, you really nailed it, because now we go for the quarterback, as the Browns would say, how to do it. Whether it's a rookie in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, do you know Mitch Trubisky now goes by Mitchell?
Oh, does he?
Yes, he does.
Okay, he's the local guy in the
Probably crowd. It was always Mitchell to everybody in Mentor, okay. And some of us just didn't know it. But, you know, whether it's him. Or they traded for Brock Osweiler. This is the most unique trade the NFL has seen. Now, I've seen this in other sports.
Mm-hmm.
What they did, Brock Osweiler signed this huge contract with Houston. Turned out they shouldn't have signed it to such a big contract. He's
really?
Not that good. So Houston was trying to get rid of him and his contract. Nobody would take him. The Browns have all the salary cap room.
Mm.
So they said, we'll take his $6 million salary. But guess what? We want your second-round pick.
Mm, interesting.
And Houston said fine, and there were some lower-round picks moved around too. But the idea being that the main thing was to get the draft pick.
Wow.
Now, I think Osweiler has some value in the NFL, that they might either be able to keep him or trade him. Because if you saw, remember, Robert Griffin III got let go. The NFL, they're always looking for even mediocre quarterbacks.
Right, right.
I mean, the interesting thing about Osweiler, his stats are not very good, throws a lot of interceptions, whatever. In 2 years with Denver and Houston, he has a 13-8 record as a starter.
Wow. Interesting.
And kind of like Brian Hoyer a little bit in that regard. Yeah. You know how Hoyer won games, you're not quite sure how sometimes.
Right.
But so, you know, they picked up him. Although they're still shopping for a quarterback, whether it's going to be a trade or in the draft. I even heard one scenario that if the Browns don't trade for Jimmy Garoppolo or whatever, that they may turn around and draft two quarterbacks.
Oh, wow.
One at the top of the draft, and one of the persons who would know from the Browns told me, and then one late. Remember, they got 11 picks.
Yeah.
And one later in the draft. So, you know, kind of load up the quarterback train and see who falls off as a starter.
Okay.
So that's some of the things the Browns have been doing, but it's been very active so far.
Now, what went wrong with Terrell Pryor? Because we know that name from Ohio State. He was the quarterback there, turned into a receiver, and he's gone.
He's gone. Well, Terrell Pryor and his agent miscalculated everything, if you want to get down to it. The Browns tried to keep him for a while, at least by their price, and they offered him this contract, 4 years, $32 million, $19 million guaranteed. Pryor had only had one good year as a receiver. Pryor's agents were asking for like 4 years and over $50
million. Okay.
And the Browns are like, forget it. You know, go shopping, see what you could find.
Mm-hmm.
They took that same offer that Pryor turned down, and they threw it out there to a guy named Kenny Britt.
Oh.
He immediately took it.
He did, and he's from the Rams.
The Rams. Interesting, Browns defensive coordinator, Greg Williams, was with the Rams last year. So my guess is Williams is telling him, you know, frankly, if Fryer doesn't want to play here or whatever,
and
Kenny Britt's a real pro, let's just take him.
And he's a receiver.
He's a receiver. Now, Pryor goes out there, and suddenly it's like when you don't know what the weather is, and you go out like in shirt sleeves and shorts, and suddenly it's 31 degrees and the wind is howling. It's very cold out there. And you're going, why did I ever leave the house?
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened. Why did I ever leave that $32 million, $19 million on the table? Nobody wants Terrell Pryor.
Okay.
Finally, he goes to Washington.
He ends up there. 1 year.
$8
million.
And I'm heard it's only like $6.5 million guaranteed. On top of it, Washington is kind of in chaos. Their general manager either quit or got fired.
Yikes.
They don't, their quarterback, Kirk Cousins, is franchised and wants out. I mean, it sounds kind of like a Browns thing.
Yeah.
I mean, really, if you want stability, it's hard to believe, even though the Washington has some good players, not as many as they used to, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a great spot.
Okay.
Now, Pryor argues he tried to come back to the Browns, and now it gets all convoluted. But generally, here's what happens in free agency. It's like you've got to grab the offers while they're there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you go back and look, the Indians benefited this. It was a higher level deal, but Edwin Encarnacion, star with the Toronto Blue Jays, remember?
Yeah.
And when he, you know, when he came out, and right after the season, Mark Shapiro, who is the basically the CEO of the Blue Jays, offered Encarnacion a 4-year contract for how much?
$80 million.
$80 million. He turned it down.
Mm-hmm.
The Houston Astros roll along. They offer him 3 years and $68 million.
He says no.
No. Then he's waiting because his agent thought they were going to get $100 million. And all of a sudden, the weather turned real cold.
Right.
At the end, he ended up with the Indians, 3 years and $60 million, and Oakland was right around the same thing.
Wow.
Now, it's a much better deal, obviously, than Pryor came up with. But if you look at it, and Encarnacion was very interested in staying in Toronto. Furthermore, when Encarnacion left Toronto, Shapiro went out and signed a guy named Kenry Morales for $11 million a year to be the DH. So that took care of that.
Wow.
Kind of like what the Browns did when Pryor left.
Yeah.
You know, they gave the money to somebody else. So, I'm curious to see a couple things in this. You know, how does Pryor play in a new system with some chaos going on there in Washington? Secondly, you know, we're back to what do the Browns do at quarterback, but at least by addressing some of the stuff on the offensive line, we won't always be saying, well, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is because the line's horrible.
Yeah, exactly.
The line should be better.
Okay.
I mean, we'll see how it plays, but in terms of putting money and names out there, it's better.
Making some moves, and hopefully it is a little bit better. Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.